Well, grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how can saltiness be restored? You see, when I hear that verse, I can't help but remember the moments in my own life where I lost my saltiness. You see, when I hear that verse, I can't help but remember those moments where I lost my passion, where I lost my zeal to live. And like many of you, I have had many moments where I lost my saltiness. And college for me provided many salt-less moments. You see, it was my third year in college. I just changed my major to computer science because I didn't know what else to do. Seemed like a good thing. So I was taking C++ and I was taking calculus. Needless to say, it was a difficult semester. I found out quickly that this wasn't my passion. Well, that same semester, I stepped down from the football team. And that same semester, my mom was diagnosed with ovarian cancer. So there I was in a degree that wasn't for me. My identity as a football player was no more. And now I was worried that my other parent was going to die. I lost my saltiness. I lost my zeal. I lost passion for my life. You see, the hard and difficult reality about those disheartened moments or loss of passion or zeal moments in our lives is that they can really rip our identity to the core. Sometimes they can destroy that identity. I mean, that might be a loss of job for you. It might be a death of a spouse. It might be the loss of a boyfriend or a girlfriend. It might be not making the team in middle school or high school. It might be getting a DUI. I mean, there are so many moments in our lives that can take away our saltiness. Well, my favorite author calls this liminal space. Liminal space. You see, liminality, which is another way of defining, means a threshold. And it's a disorientation that occurs when you're in the middle of a ritual, right? Before that growth occurs, there is a threshold. So the moments that take away our saltiness are truly moments where we find ourselves standing on that threshold. And when you think about a threshold, thresholds are really unique, aren't they? I mean, they really offer us two directions of travel. When we stay on one side of the threshold, there we stay just as we were. But if we walk over that threshold, it is in that moment that we begin to transition. I mean, we're that same person, but we start to see the world differently. And for me this morning, I wonder in those moments of pain and suffering, if we choose to stay on that same side of that threshold, is that then we slowly start to lose our saltiness. I wonder in those moments of staying where we are at that we start to lose our sense of who God is calling us to be. And again, notice that future tense. You see, my first call was in Bismarck, North Dakota, and there for 7 years I was a police chaplain. And there in that ministry, community ministry, I walked alongside of people who often found themselves in liminal moments, in liminal space. You see, they don't call the chaplain for good things on the police department. And you see, as often as I sat down with officers during those critical incidents, we reminded them of that temptation of unhealthy ways to respond to liminal space, liminal moments or those threshold moments. You see, so many humans, when we find ourselves in liminal space, we try to find hope in a bottle. We try to find hope in tobacco. We try to find hope in retail therapy. And sometimes in those liminal moments, we become so angry, we become so full of anxiety and frustrations that we take it out on each other. And communities do that. But thankfully, our God, who walked through many liminal moments throughout his life, gives us an opportunity when we walk over those threshold moments. Jesus points to our true identity and shares it in our gospel. You are a light of the world. You're a light of the world. See, you and I, when we walk over that threshold, I believe that Jesus helps us and reinstates our true identity. We are light unto the world. You know, this has been a pretty humbling call process for me. And it's humbling to stand in this pulpit to think about the pastors and interns who stood in this pulpit before me. So it's a gift to be a part of such history. You see, it's been a joy for me to sit with you all these different times to learn and to listen to your stories before you called me. And you see, in all those moments where we sat together, you shared with me stories of pain, stories of grief, stories of frustration. You shared with me some of your personal struggles of death, divorce, change. And in many ways, as I heard you share your story and your journey, I heard a congregation that lost some of its saltiness. I heard a congregation that maybe lost some of its zeal. And as you get to know me, you'll quickly realize that I like to point to the big elephant in the room. And for some time, I wonder if you have found yourselves standing in liminal space. So today, as our first Sunday together, we find ourselves on that ever-familiar threshold of faith, don't we? I'm standing on a threshold. You're standing on a threshold. And I wonder if we together, if we're going to stand on the side where saltiness has lost its taste, or can we take that really important step of crossing that threshold to see that you are still a light in the world? You see, we are washed in love through baptism. And in this text where identity needs to be refocused, Jesus shares a verse that is central to every baptism that has happened in your baptismal font. I mean, there's a reason I held up a candle today. What do we do in baptisms? We light the candle and we give it to that sponsor or to those parents and to say, let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. That's a threshold moment. And that's the gift of liminal space. It reminds us of the gift that was always, always there. You see, if you're anything like me, during moments like I experienced in college, I felt like that liminal space, that threshold moment, truly took away my identity. In fact, it didn't. I was still a child of God before. I was a child of God after. So here in this gospel, Jesus is giving us that gentle reminder, you are light in the world. And if that isn't enough for you this morning, Jesus goes on to say that not one letter, not one stroke of a letter will pass until the law is fulfilled. For me, when I read that text, that specific verse, I hear a relentless God that is willing to go through the depths, through the valleys, through the mountains, in order to reach your life, to let you know that you are light of the world. And when we remind ourselves of that true identity in God, I believe we can experience what one of my favorite books called Sacred Fire says, that we can recognize the God who's walking beside us. So I'd like to share some words from St. Francis of Assisi. To come to enjoy what you have not, you must go by a way in which you enjoy not. To come to a knowledge you have not, you must go by a way in which you know not. To come to the possession of what you have not, you must go by a way in which you possess not. And to come to be what you are not, you must go by a way in which you are not. So together on this Sunday morning, we stand in liminal space. We stand together on this threshold. And this threshold is real. You see, the beautiful thing about being a community in Christ is that we don't go over this threshold together or alone. We don't go over this threshold alone. We go it as one united, messy body of Christ. You are the light of the world. So let your light so shine before others, that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Amen.